our Jesus series to part five. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what we have been trying to do in this series is to put a theological look at the Bible, like to understand that clear intention of the Bible, to understand that clear advent of Christ, his journey. Before I start, today is Pastor Nika's birthday, so let's say happy birthday, Pastor.
Happy birthday, Pastor.
Say we love you, sir.
We love you, sir.
You minus five. I can't hear your voice. Say we love you, sir. So thanks a lot. I knew him since 2011, and I've been awesome since then. And it's a great gift for the body of Christ. So happy birthday, sir. Thanks so much. In case you can hear me. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. Revelation 19, verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see that thou doest it not, I am thy what? Fellow servants and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. I am thy fellow servant. I am also the servant of your brethren. Which of your brethren? Those that have the what? Testimony of Jesus, right? So only one day, I've told you that we have to learn to separate angels from demons. So how do we know an angel? They serve those who have the testimony of Jesus. Anyway, worship God for the what? For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the central focus of all prophecy. Although spirit there is from the same Greek, is still pneuma, but by the time you interpret in context, it's talking about the testimony of Jesus is the reason why they all prophesied. Amen. Praise God. Is the core, is the focus of the Bible, the focus of prophecy. That means the relevant content of prophecy is that testimony of Jesus. The relevant content of all prophecy, of all inspired speaking, of all the propheticals, is that testimony of Jesus. He is the word that was God that became flesh. He was the word that was God that became flesh. Please don't miss the tenses. He was God that became flesh. He is the word that was God that became flesh. So, like we have said, on earth, Jesus was not God. When he was on earth, he was not God. In fact, even currently, he is not God. On earth, he was not God. That means when he was on earth, he was not God. Even currently, he is not back to that God position. If you doubt me, check 1 Corinthians 15. I'm not going to that currently. So, let me first talk about when he was on earth. If he was God then the question is, who will he be praying to? It's a very valid question. Who was he praying to when he was on earth? So that's why I say he isn't God then, but he was God. That means pre-incarnate. He was pre-incarnate. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Pre-incarnate. That's why it's not too good when you say God the Father, God the Son, God... Just call him the Son. It's okay. Hallelujah. You don't dethrone him by calling him the Son. When you are saying God the Son, you can confuse people. Because when we say God the Son, of course, we're going to see it much more. You are talking about his pre-incarnate state. He was God that became a man. See Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also where? In Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Very terrible translation. Amen. You can even write it in your notes. Terrible translation. You cannot be in the form of God. You cannot fake God. He was not in the form of God. He was God. You can edit your Bible. Just put it. Very terrible translation. There are no three gods. In fact, both the Old Testament and New Testament emphasize the same thing. There are no three gods. There is only one God. Check. Let's just rush through some portions. Mark 12:32. Cannot say you are in the form of God. That is the reason why a lot of people are saying he's an angel that looks like God. He's one that has the same tribal mark, like God has. It is a... So you open where, Jerry, good people. Mark 12:32, and the scribe said unto him, "Well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is how many God? One God, and there is none other but he." Romans 3, verse 30. Just write down the scripture. Romans 3, 30. "Seeing it is how many God? One God, who shall justify the circumcision by faith, and the uncircumcision through faith." 1 Corinthians 8, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. "But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we are in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." I love that. Say, "But to us there is one God," right? The Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things are all things, and we by him. So clearly he separates God from Jesus, sees humanity. When he's saying one Lord Jesus Christ, there refers to the humanity of Jesus. But when he's saying one God, refers to the Father. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. The rule to use a phone for this stuff is put it on flight mode, I beg you. If it's not on flight mode, you are wrong. I've taught you that well enough in this place. Don't go to another church and you disgrace me. Selah. Ephesians 4 verse 6. Want to go? "One God and what? Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, we read that earlier. "There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." James 2, 19, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well, the devil also believe and they tremble." So both the Old Testament and the New Testament portion of the scripture emphasize that fact that there is but how many God? One God. Now, we now add a prophecy that this one God is coming. Not that serious. So we now add a prophecy in the scriptures, in the Torah, that this one God is coming. You know, God is not, it's not actually far away. But prophecy now says the one God is coming. Like the God that is around. Now the prophecy says he's coming. See Micah 5. That's not where the stuff starts happening. Prophecy says the one God is coming. Don't forget where we started from in part 4. It said the mediators are not the one, right? God is the one to come. God is the seed. Micah chapter 5, verse 1. "Now gather thyself, O troops, in troops, O daughter of troops, for ye had laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with the rod upon his cheek." Verse 2. Come on, everybody. Want to go? Yes. "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be the little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall what? Shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been of old from everlasting." Somebody is coming in the tribe of men. Somebody is coming as a ruler in Judah. Somebody is coming among humanity, but who has always been. That's serious. "Whose going forth has been of old," even from where? Everlasting. out of men shall come who are someone who has always been. Someone who have always been is coming among men. Psalm 102 verse 24. So we know there is one God. Prophecy now says this one God is coming. Amen, amen. So Psalm 102 verse 24, I said, Oh my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old, thou hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou shalt what endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. 28, the children of thy servant shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Rush to Hebrews 1 verse 7. See how that place was explained by the writer of Hebrews. Hebrews 1 verse 7. And of the angels he seeth, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son he seeth thy throne, who, O God, right? The Jehovah Wickedness version really spoils that place for us. In their version, he said, God is your throne. That is what he was on. Something like that. They also changed that. He said, God is your throne. Oh, God. Very funny people. Okay, so, but unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Verse 10, want to go, everybody? And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall wax old as a garment, and as a vesture that shall fold them up, they shall be shamed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am what? I am who? Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is as thirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Revelation 2, verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write these things, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Now, when he's talking about first and the last, it refers to his deity, that this is God. Of course, last does not mean the last means just it means the everything. That is what he's saying. It's not actually talking about A to Z, just everything. Are you with me? He said, but when he was saying who was dead and is alive, he was talking about his humanity. Are you with me? So first and last talks about the fact that this is God, he's the only God that has always been, then dead and dead and alive talks about who? His humanity. Psalm 90 verse 1. Psalm 90 verse 1. A prayer of Moses, a man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Talking about in Christ. Before the mountains are brought forth. Are you there? Before the mountains were what? Brought forth. Or ever. Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from the beginning, even from where? Everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Are you with me? Isaiah 9, verse 6. Isaiah, Rikeson, Ezekiel. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called what? Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Ayat. And of the increase of his kingdom and peace, government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to the order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So, anyone that picked the Old Testament, the next question after reading everything will be, who is coming? If you read very well, you will ask the question, someone is coming, who is coming? Isaiah 11 verse 1. Any intelligent, any patient reader of the Old Testament will know that someone is coming. God is going to step into humanity. God himself, not an angel. Several theology out there, misconception out there that say Jesus is an angel, is the angel of his presence. Jesus is the, what do you usually call him? He's the small boy of God. He's Angel Michael. Have you heard that he's, let's leave the rest. Isaiah 11 verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. How many of you have used this place to pray before? The seven Spirit of God. Hallelujah. My guy, it's not talking about you. Ezekiel 34. Talking about the incarnation. Say, I want to decree the seven Spirit of God upon you. Aya. Love Rema. Is it the one that concerns us? We leave it. The one that does not concern us, we carry it upon our head. Ezekiel 34:23. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. Imagine. Hope you know David is dead in this place. Huh? Hope you know the real David is dead. Yeah. Yet he was saying David is coming. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Zechariah 9, verse 9. Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh. Upon thee he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a cloth, the fowl of an ass. So clearly you can see two comparisons. We have seen that God is coming, then we have seen that a man is coming. Have you observed that? When you read Isaiah, he's saying the man that is coming will be the everlasting father. Now, when you read Ezekiel and Zechariah, he's saying David is coming, or a king is coming. So, Colossians 1:15. Colossians 1:15. Who is the image of the invincible God, the firstborn of how many? Every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. 17. And he is before many things, all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body. When you are hearing in verse 17 that he is before all things, what does that imply? That is deity now, right? That this is God. This is God himself. That is the only way you can be before all things. And by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have what? Preeminence. 19, want to go? For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. No, that is actually a serious play of words. He said, you yourself, you are before all things. Yet he's saying, it has pleased the Father that in you. So there has been a bridge in that place. Let's now see the bridge proper. John 1:1 again. John 1:1. Our Hebrew ladies. Hope you are ready for the Hebrew. Hebrew ladies. The Hebrew women. John John 1:1. Okay, let's go. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So what is the Word? In the beginning was an intention, right? This intention is God's making, and God himself will be the one to carry out the intention. Next verse, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So what are the all things that were made by him? Next verse, in him was life, and this life is the light, is the illumination, is the photo of men, right? Next verse, yes. This light shines against darkness, right? And darkness cannot overtake it. Darkness cannot seize it. Next verse. Now, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men might see, might believe. 8. And he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Please, write this down. He has shined in the heart of men already. He has dawned on men already. He has shined in the heart of men already. He has dawned on men already. But preachers will also arise, because men despise God in their hearts. Preachers arise for two reasons. Number one, because men is rejecting God in their hearts, also to bring clarity to God. To reveal God, to bring clarity, to explain more. Not to reveal God for the first time. I've told you, no creature of God can actually deny God. No creature of God can deny the influence of that light. That has been well said in this place. No creature of God can deny the influence of that light. Okay, go back to Matthew 3, verse 13. So before, in the last part, we spoke majorly about his pre-incarnate state. So that means we can see Jesus pre-incarnate in two forms. Number one, we saw him as deity. Number two, we can see him as a message. He was God, right? But Jesus himself. Let me say it this way. Jesus is not equal to God. Hold on. Man cannot be equal to God. So, Jesus was God. But Jesus is the message. That means the message in the Old Testament is the same Jesus that became flesh, right? But Jesus that became flesh, Jesus that became flesh, that's serious. But Jesus in the New Testament, Jesus himself, right, is humanity. Humanity is not equal to divinity. But his humanity is divinity that became humanity. Something like that. Let me put it in that way. Like on earth, we don't see him with all the attributes of God. We saw him with the attributes of who? Of a man. So it's not, Bible never said anywhere. In fact, he even said clearly in the place. He said, what? He said, my father is greater than me. It's the same thing he was referring to. That deity and humanity. That is the comparison. Are you with me? That should be in John 14 now. Check John 14. Would you say that? John 14. He once made me stones, small saint with slippers. This thing during prayer. So you. Ma? You understand? Huh? Huh? You know what? John 10:29. John 10:30. Okay. What is it I'm looking for now? Like better than John 14 though. Okay, let's start reading from verse 9. Have I just said unto him, have I been so long with you? And yes, thou hast not known me, Philip. He that has seen me has seen the Father. As he said, he is the Father. Enrique, you are not looking at the Bible now. What's that? He is the Father. But if you have seen me, seen, right? Don't forget, seen, light, right? So to see will imply what? Revelation, right? Are you with me? He that has seen me, that means everything you can see in me, that is the same thing that God does. That is revelation. And why are you still saying, show us the Father? See verse 10. Believest thou that I am where? In the Father. And the Father is in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but my Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Are you with me? Believers mean that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Are you with me? Are you with me? Okay, next verse. Verily, I say unto thee, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. Greater and greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. 13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Go to verse 20. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Praise God. Praise God. Go to verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, but give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be it afraid. 28. Want to go? Come on now, don't give up. 28. Yes. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said I go unto my Father, for my Father is greater than I. So, Father greater than I, is it talking about revelation or divinity and humanity? Divinity and humanity, that's what he's saying. Notice all the stuff that Jehovah's Witnesses used to contradict Jesus, that he's not, he's an angel. He's simply talking about divinity in nation. To humanity, not revelation. So when he was saying, go back to where Stabuki was trying to quote for us, John 10. So when he was saying John 10, verse 29:30, 28 said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. What can you see from 28 and 29? Can see that the Father and the Son, they are in the same what? Business. So when he was now saying in verse 30, I and my Father are one, he was referring to 28 and 29. What I am doing is what my Father too does. He's not saying I and my Father are one person. Are one, oh God. No, that is the issue of Trinity. So you will not find words to explain it. It's not saying I and my Father is the same figure like this. On earth, he's not the Father. Are you with me? In fact, his spirit is not the Father. He is a man. Man is spirit, soul, and body. It's not that Jesus in his spirit, that is God there. Then in his flesh is what? That would be serious. Amen. Say God became a man. So go back to Matthew 3, verse 13. Rejoice. After how many hours? You are. Don't do that. You stand up and go somewhere and write. Matthew 3:13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. 14. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? 15. Everybody wants to go? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so. Now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. To fulfill all what? Righteousness. He is not telling you to fulfill righteousness. This is an indication that Jesus was a man. You cannot anoint God. Only men get anointed. You cannot anoint God. You cannot anoint God. Only men get anointed. That is what he is still saying. So, to fulfill all righteousness will be further to prove his humanity. To prove his humanity. Hallelujah. Because if he came as God, then redemption is a fallacy. Then the sufferings of Christ is film trick. Then all the beating is just unnecessary boah. Then all his compassion is just abstract. I'm not saying God does not have compassion. But remember Hebrews, the way he puts it for us. Eriti, wake up for once in your life. Just wake up. Just wake up. Come on. Wake up. Just for once today. Tomorrow you can go back to your. Just for once in your life. Hebrews 4:14. Are you battling between sleep and reality? Joshua, what happened to this big space that you left? What was missing? Huh? Rapture, I mean. That we have rested for over 4 hours. Amen. Come on. I know that's why I'm saying we can only do our best. It's here upon you. I even sleep till this morning. Let's continue. Some people see what? Astagraph for real life, man. Astagraph for real life. But it's still on you. To what? To sit up. And fight back. Raphael DiGio. Amen. Come on, Hebrews 4. Come on. Everybody's trying, no? You had an engagement yesterday. So don't quit. Say, I'm not a quitter. Say, I'm not a quitter. Say, I'm encouraged by the structure of the edifying assembly. I am not discouraged by it. Hallelujah. It's normal for the structure to run a bit higher than you. Only people like Israel is looking like we are slower than IJ. We are slower than them. We have to You have to run ahead so that, you know, they are not yet panting. They are not yet. Some people are already doing, amen. As you can see, a pastor at the back. A prophet at the back is crying for mercy. Amen. Some people are in front, they are crying for more. So, who should we listen to? From the more or the mercy? Oh God, mercy say no.
And we say yes.
Oh God, Hebrews 4 14. Don't worry, you know me, I have to reserve this verse for tomorrow. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our what? Profession. Verse 15. Want to go, everybody? The high priest, which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Okay, let me ask this question. Clearly, when was Jesus actually tempted? Yes, we know that temptation is to man, right? But we know the different things that man can be tempted with. So which of them was Jesus tempted with? Don't forget, never interpret scripture, especially when you're talking about Jesus. Don't interpret it with your own idea of man. Okay? He is man, no, but he is God that became a man. We have to investigate his Jesus' molecular structure. That's where we are going today. Amen. Praise God. The name of molecular structure is DNA, is genes. We're going to bring it out today. This is doing like this. Deep things. It's not deep. So, to look at how he is tempted, check the same context. Same context. Go to chapter 5. Don't forget, but the mama did not write it on chapters and verses. From verse 1. Want to go, for every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may what? Offer both gifts and sacrifice for sin. Verse 2. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. Verse 3. And by reason thereof, he ought as for himself and also for the people and for himself to offer for sins, and no man take this honor upon himself, but he that is called of God was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, that my son, this day have I begotten thee. Verse 6. That as he says in another place, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Verse 7. Everybody want to go? Oh, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was feared in that, was heard in that he feared. Verse 8. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things we suffered. And being now made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Call of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So, when was he tempted? That means the temptation was that sacrifice. When he was about to die. Not every day with things that with a new car, tempted with a new boo, tempted with no. Let go. But anyway, temptation is temptation. But don't forget, look at verse 8 again. Hebrews 5 verse 8.
Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience. I will scramble this verse for you very soon.
Not scramble like that. I mean explain. Amen.
Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. But verse 9, being made perfect, he became the author of what? And salvation. Which one is God's plan? Verse 8 or verse 9? Which one is God's plan? Which one is God's predestination? 8 or 9? So why verse 8? Because of the law? Huh? What is a man? So why was it a temptation? This is not the plan, but I must go through this. Keep that in your mind. So go back to Matthew now 3. Just keep that somewhere. Why was death a temptation? Death was not the plan. What is the plan? Life. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Okay. Like I said, just leave that. We come to it soon. It's already in the part 7 or 8 of this one. It's part 5, right? So, and Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so. Now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill how many righteousness? All righteousness. So, he's not saying, don't forget, every prophet in the Bible, no prophet was a prophet by invocation. It is man that anoints men into office. Right? Everybody in the Old Testament, we saw that the fact that they were anointed into office by man. So if you came from nowhere, we don't know who anointed you, we can call you an angel. Amen. Praise God. Because from the track record of men of God in the Bible, we saw those who anointed them to office. And don't forget, this anointing was actually real. That is what, go to Acts 10. The anointing on Jesus was not him trickle. It was not that, although I can do it without you, but just do it. Suffer it to fulfill all righteousness will mean to further confirm my humanity. There is no proof that Jesus did any miraculous work before then. I mean, there is no proof. I'm simply sticking with what I can see. You have seen me in this book. I don't do the book of Brother Jude, Baruch, of the others. Maccabees, yes. Sorry. Amen. Thank God for Sister Tola in the Divine Assembly. Bagbalada. And Brother Rafa, yes. Brother Rafa. Okay. Let's read 36 and 37. Let's read from 36 to 38. Acts 10, 36 to 38. Want to go? The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from what? Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who
That means he anointed with the Holy Ghost. Jesus, now with the power of the Holy Ghost, went about what? Doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Can you see? For God was with him. For divinity was with him. That's a lot. He's God that became a man, but when John anointed him, Bible now said God was with him. What a thing. So, on also on earth, don't forget, you don't, someone say, okay, that means, therefore, before I start ministry, someone must lay hands on me. Well, I can tell you that pattern has ended. Right now, he said you will receive power. Who will receive? You. Are you with me? Are you with me, come on? He said now you can receive power. A man that is born again can, of his own accord, receive power for ministry. Power as ministry. So that pattern too. Don't say too that I need until that big man lays hands upon me, I cannot start ministry. Are you good? Good? Okay. Why are you doing that? Good. It's off the AC. Okay. So, also on earth, his spirit is not God. He was not God in his spirit. He was man, spirit, soul, and body. Man is spirit, soul, and body. On earth, his spirit is not God. So when we say Jesus is the Son of God, we mean this was God that became a man. And salvation, and this is so prerequisite to salvation. This is so important to salvation. This, to believe, to get this fact is so compulsory for salvation. Because God will save as a man. That was the plan. That was the intention. Now, remember the word, the use of this word, only begotten. John 1:14. Let's read about five of them. Don't worry, I'm already halfway. Just put money there. Patience. John 1:14. And the Lord, the Word, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Say, only begotten. Verse 18, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath what? Declared him. When you see bosom, you'll be thinking of the manger of the Father, in the crash, in the Father's crash. So who are the other people in the Father's crash? Lucifer, right? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he believeth not in the only begotten Son of God. 1 John 4:9. 1 John 4:9. Well, you are in the north, and you will face more, you will see more Muslim in your evangelism. Don't forget, they don't need, you cannot box them into a corner by an hurried conclusion. You must explain. You know that the explanation of Christianity is checkmate itself. The man that is contradicting it, we know that he was contradicting truth. Like Pastor Jeremy, we say, he said, okay, so when somebody tells you that, how can God become a man? How can you say? Say, ask him. Say, is God powerful? He say, yes. Can God do anything? Yes, he can do anything. Okay, can God become a man? Now say, they will now say, why? Why should go back? Are you sure God can do anything? Of course, he's God. He's Omini Baba, Omini Protein. In fact, to battle sorrow. Oh yeah, Allah. Okay, let's find. He's a miracle. Hallelujah. He is It's a miracle. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. When he say yes,
first sing all those songs for them. Say, is that clear? Guys, do you believe right now? Anything that God says he wants to do, he will do it. You can't stop him. Therefore, God became a man. Ah! So the question will now be, why?
Then you now take them through redemption. Hallelujah. Through the redemption story. Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
You can prove that why from almost any book of the Bible. You can prove it from Genesis 3. It's the seed of the woman will what? Bruise the head of the serpent. That is why. You can prove it from Genesis 1. I want man in my own image. That is why. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? You can prove it from Genesis 2. Let me leave that one. Help meet. No, I've told you that the woman is not the help meet for man. How can a woman be your help meet? For what? Huh? To shop up. Abba. Amen. God is the help of man. Come on. Okay. Genesis 15. So, when you hear only begotten Son of God, it meant he's describing where he's coming from. Not describing maybe he's the only one. He's describing the fact that this is the only one that came from God. His source. Describing his source. His source. Please, you must be sound in this. I know I've explained this in different ways in this place. This is God that became a man for the sake of redemption. Now, see Genesis 15. This is God that came in man's flesh. We have been told that Jesus, in fact, Jesus, when he was on earth, though his body was immortal, something like that. There's nothing you do to him that you do to him. He wouldn't have died. Ah. Amen. Amen. No. They said even on the cross, he had to now die himself. Something like that. It was not the spear and the blood that killed him. Ah. You are already going to fancy story. Amen. If it's so simple, if you stab Jesus right now, you stab him very well. After he has not eaten for 2 years, yet he still can't pray. He's not a man, no. If you stab him on the cross and he refuses to die, he's not a man. That is who you don't know. Amen. That is a spirit in the flesh. But man is what? Spirit, soul, and body itself. Are you getting that point? So that is why at times they want to kill him. What happened? He escaped. They want to stone him. He escaped. Amen. So he didn't have an immortal body. Like I told you, who was responsible for his body? Holy Mary, mother of God. that one is tough.
But he came as a man. That was the point.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, when Jesus is born, who do you think who will he look like? He looked like God. How did God look like?
That's it. Heads up. Okay.
Amen, amen.
Okay, Genesis 15. Just keep that somewhere.
No, we like fancy story.
That means all the beating that is beating him is just
dusting. All the cries just fake.
You didn't see what Hebrews 5 said? Who, when he, after he has offered strong prayer and tears and cry unto him that is able to save him from death, and was heard in that what he feared. Ah, Babero.
Okay, sorry. Get out. Genesis 15 verse 1. Is there redemption? Yes, we have to look at it carefully, patiently. Oh, that's why we don't rush stuff here. Read everything. Okay, 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, what? Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, no, it's not yet Abraham, yeah, it's still Abraham, right? Abraham. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? For the steward of my house, this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir. Verse 5. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards the heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Verse 6. Everybody want to go? He believed in the Lord, and he counted it for him for righteousness. So, what did Abraham believe in that place? He believed that he will have a son. He himself, right? He will have a son. So, what was happening to Abraham? Light is shining. Remember 2 Peter 1? Wherefore you take it as a light that shineth in a dark place until, right? Until the day star and the day dawn arise, cover your mouth, in your heart. Until. So see Genesis 22 verse 8. 22 verse 8. And Abraham said, Abraham now, right? I'm saying a lot of things has happened. Abraham has turned, the light was shining. He was immediately exposed to the word. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went, they went both of them together. Amen. Chapter 15 and chapter 22. Huh? His understanding has improved, right? So before he was saying it was my own son, but later he now saw that it was who? Huh? God's own son. That it is not his own son that should die, that it is God's son. So now get this right. That means Abraham was not justified because of sacrifices. Don't worry, I'm telling you this intentionally. Just pay attention. Rather, Abraham received the message, he searched out God's plan and believed it. Don't forget the end point of Abraham's revelation. He must be raised from the dead. Don't forget that. That was what he went to demonstrate on the Mount Moriah. So, now, let me start narrowing this down. Man, our time flies. Now, don't forget, all Jesus did was not for himself. Now, stop paying attention, please. All Jesus did was not for himself, but for us, right? Right? Everything he did none for himself. He did all for us. So,
He must enter our state. He must enter death. He must enter our state to bring us to his state. The plan of God is for him to bring us to his state. But there is an issue. He must enter our state. No, I said something earlier. I said, do you know that Adam and his generation, they are enough to trigger the incarnation before the death of anybody? How many years did those guys live? 900 years plus. Are you with me? Now, if not for Cain that killed Abel, we could say maybe when Adam was 900 years, maybe Cain and Abel, maybe they are, let's say, 800, right? Huh? Are you thinking? If they were focused on the plan of God, before the first one of them dies, what should delay the coming of Jesus? Anyway, therefore, death was a deviation. Death was a deviation. Because, life was God's plan. Death was not his plan. Hear me again. In fact, nobody pegged their age to 900 years. Maybe they could have even lived beyond that. Are you with me? But if there is a God to find out, and you are focused, that 900 years is what? Is not enough? At least, how many years have scientists become GO of independence right now? Amen. Just 2 years. So, amen. One. Okay, it's true. Praise God. And there's a man by my left hand, just 6 months with the word. He's already what? Amen. He's ready to take over his pastor. And then goes to Oklahoma, New Jersey, something like that. All right, those are two different states. So, Genesis 1:26. Our state, death, or without God, is a deviation. Our state, which is death, was a deviation, but his own state, which was life, was God's plan, purpose, and power. Do you remember? Okay, let me say that again. Our state, which is death, or without God, was a deviation, but his state, which was God's, which is life, was God's plan, purpose, and power. Talking about Jesus. Therefore, you remember when I told you that that long life is actually the what? Long suffering of God. I mean, it's a time for man to discover God. You know, those men, they actually live like 10 generations. 900 years. Adam should be 963, right? And Methuselah was what? 969. The target of Ojut. Amen. Praise God. Do you discover that those of them that knew God, they went early? or most of them. E.g., Enoch. Okay, leave that. Genesis 1:26 now. Focus on each words that I'm saying, each of the words that we're looking at here. That's why I call it our Jesus now. You think I just come and read John 3 for you, yeah? Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Say, I am born again. Say, I have entered the kingdom of God. Say, I'm not like Hillary. He is about to enter. Say, I'm not like a Jews. He cannot enter. Prefer that, right? Peace be. Oh. Brethren. Say, I am the Holy Ghost. Don't worry. Maybe next level, I will follow you guys. It's this weekend, right? You guys, can be guys. It's true. Hope you know I'm around, yeah. I think I'll be going back. I go nowhere. Somebody is sad. Somebody by my left after is right after is sad. Even this one was sad. They rule while I will live. Amen. We stay here. We stay here together. Okay. I didn't want to break my load plan. Or else we'll have gone together to Kirby. But Kirby will be awesome. Amen. Well, glory to God. Okay, Genesis 1:26. Are you there? And the Lord said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness. Say after our likeness. Say God is life. After our likeness. And let them have dominion. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. So the man of God is man in the image of God, right? Man of God does not mean pastor, okay? It means the man of God. Simple. Man in the image of God. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Say life was his plan. Rush to Genesis 12, verse 3. Genesis 12, verse 3. Yeah, please, small saint needs help. Until she gets help, we cannot continue. Come on, help the small saint. Help the small saint. That is a proof of a word church. Your note must finish. Your pen must finish. And your energy must be exhausted. Amen. Are you put a no? There's none. Okay, no spare. Thank you. Okay, 12 verse 3, want to go? And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee, right? Not in his death, but in his life, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Who's it? In thee, in his life, not in the dead man, or in his life, in the seed, in a living man. Don't forget John 1 verse 4. In him was life. 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 Not death, okay? And that life was the light of men. Don't forget that. Thank you for following. Hebrews 7 verse 19. The death was a deviation. That is why that story of Cain and Abel was actually very instructive. Very instructive. Because who was the first man to die? Abel. When he died, is it to heaven? Is there any Abraham there? Yes, Abraham. Has Abraham born there? Or oh, Abraham too was paying candidate. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't quote me out of context. Amen, amen. This is a follow-up for apostasy. Say Jesus. Do you know what? If you want him to slow down, you know what to do? You have to be bringing many people. You know what? There are many people now will not be able to do this. I will now be doing it in a secret. And I will call it secret workers meeting. Amen. To be candid, actually, what I'm teaching today should be part two. I'm not joking. This was part two. And part two was meant for Sunday. Because it was just breaking down, breaking down, breaking down. And you say, what is it? You were just like, we're just trying to break it down, break it down, break it down. That made me linger this far. Now, time, I think when I listen to my own message myself, I think when I, anytime I'm more gentle, I think I like it more. Still, but some people don't like it anyway, but I think it's clear. It's clear. I was almost wondering who was preaching here. Like the one I was listening to when we were coming to church. Okay, Hebrews 7, right? 19. Don't worry. When we finish, we just close down church. All of you go to a new parish. Is that better? Uh-huh. Just close and go and start. Hallelujah. You now go and find somebody like Abib. Be teaching him understanding Genesis. That is when you understand Alpha. Take 1 year to teach him series one. Say, do you now understand? Yes, I understand. Now series two. When you finish that, you have forgotten about marriage. Something like that. You just marry your disciple. Okay, Hebrews 7 verse 19. Are you there? Let's read together. One to go. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw near unto God. 20. And in so much as not without an oath, he was made a priest. For those priests were made without oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Don't forget, these are utterances of prophets, okay? Utterances. I'm coming there. Utterances. 22. One to go. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. 23. And they truly were many priests because they were not allowed to continue by the reason of death. So, death was enough reason to disqualify anyone as a mediator. Death is enough reason to disqualify anyone as a mediator. Therefore, death cannot be God's plan. Death could not have been God's plan. Because death is even the reason why you are disqualified. See next verse 24. But this man, because he continued for how long? Ever, at an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Why? Why? Seeing he is ever alive to make intercession for them. Hallelujah. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made what? Higher than the heavens. Say, Jesus is higher than the heavens. Say, heaven is not above Christ. Say, heaven is in Christ. That's the point. No, we have that. That now you are in Christ. Now you have to labor to make enter heaven. That is sad. Very sad. 27. Who needed not daily as those high priests to offer sacrifice, first for his own sin and then for the people's. But this he did how many times? Once, when he offered up himself. 28. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son who is consecrated for forevermore. Amen, amen. So, life was his plan. Life, life, life. It is life that it is life that will bring us that sonship. So, write this in your note. The death was necessary, but the life was important. I will explain the whole time. Don't worry. The death was necessary, but the life was compulsory. It's life. It's life. It's life. Amen, amen. Now, start paying attention. So, from all we have read so far, get this right. If Jesus was God, from what we studied before, and we know that God never for once input sin. Are you with me? Don't lose this. So, if Jesus was God and God never for once input sin, then the offering of Jesus was for sin, not for God. That means the death of Jesus was for sin. God is not a blood vendor or a debt vendor. He does not deal in debts. He needs the death of no man. But sin called for the death of the Savior, not God. Sin. Jesus was not a sacrifice to God. God does not take sacrifice. The God that does not input sin, we did not need blood for him to stop forgiving sin. No, that does not make sense. A God that does not input sin does not need to see blood to stop forgiving sin. All God wants to do is to give man life. And that life is in the, let me use the word for now, in the resurrection of his son. That is where we have the life. Resurrection. So his death was for sin, his life was God's plan for us. So again, what is sin? Sin is man's state. Man's state was what called for the Savior's death. It's like, come and see us. Come and see us where we are. See us here. We are here. We are in debt. So God had to descend into debt to bring man into life. The debt was not part of the plan. But debt came in because of sin. For by one man, sin entered into the world. And what? Death by sin. Romans 5:12. Death by sin. So every death we saw in the world was because of what? Sin. Are you with me? Deviation. So even the death of Christ also was because of the death of man, which was because of sin. Even the death of Christ was because of that dead state of man, which was because of sin. You have to trace it back. Not because of the plan. Not because of the intention. Not because of God. So, Jesus died and went to hell because that was where all men went. He had to go to hell because that was where all men went to. Be thinking. Emma Ronu. That's what I'm saying. No, you are Ronu. Amen, amen. Luke 23:46. The question is, let me ask another question. Did God leave Jesus for him to enter hell? Okay. Like, this is the serious one. You remember, my God, right? Psalm 22:1. Why hast thou forsaken me? You remember that? So, why will God forsake man? Any man? Why? If he's sin, that means God respected sin. First, let this sink into your mind very well. He does not count sin. I'm coming with that. Let's not look at it from that utterance perspective. Let's look at the vitality. How will it happen? If God forsook Jesus, that will mean Jesus had God and lost God. Abi, right? I mean, I said, let's leave the utterance for now. Let's look at vitality. If I think it was not possible that first said this in a way. If God forsook Jesus, that would mean Jesus had God and left God. And God left him. Now, don't forget, back to that anointing of Jesus in Matthew 3. How was he anointed? By a prophet. Right? He was anointed by who? A prophet. The old book is breathing. Acts 2. Acts 2. Are you in verse 30? Acts 2:30. Thank you. Let's read together. One to go. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn by an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he seen this before, spake of the what? Resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus, whom God raised up, we are all what? Witnesses. 33, slowly, want to go. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted. Hold on. You two, where are you today? You are at the right hand, right? Okay, read again. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this, which you now see and hear. So, when did Jesus himself receive that promise of the Holy Ghost? Hello? Oh, he said, yeah, blasphemy is there. John 7, come on. And this is why it's just good we treat this in a early morning when the late comers have not come. Some people just walking out, just change the sermon to God wants you to prosper. Sela. John 7. John 7:37. In that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man was thirst, let him come unto me and drink. 38, want to go. He that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. 39. But this spake he of the what? Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, you could go back to St. John 3, verse 33. He that has received his testimony has set a seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the word of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by... What happened to that unto him there? Italicized, right? Huh? So, for he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by mail. What is that referring to? That latter phrase. Think. See 32. And what he has seen and heard, that he what? Testify. Right? And no man receive his testimony. Now say, he that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure. So, could that be referring to the preaching of the gospel? Amen? Hold on. Like, write that way. Could that be? I will explain later. That is like a question. I will explain later. Anyway. Jesus on earth was man with his mind in unity with God. His mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me now ask the question. Do you think his spirit... Does the spirit needs redemption? Hello? Okay. Hope you know right now. You have taken a... Hope you know you have understood what I mean by what people call a man's spirit is dead. That means a dead spirit is a spirit that what? In his mind, they are what? They are disagreeing. There's a disagreement, right? So that means... It is when a man progresses on that journey until his body leaves, that what happens? That's the end. But see this, Jesus on earth, his mind was in line with God's plan. Right? Just take it gradually, okay? His mind was in line with God's plan. Are you with me? Now, scriptures are about him. I understood that. So, in following God's plan, he became the author of salvation. You, in following God's plan, you become a recipient of salvation. But Jesus, it's not like you. Jesus, in following God's plan, became the author of salvation. There is a following of God's plan for me, which is to receive salvation. There is a God's plan for Jesus, which is to what? Give salvation. That is why everything he did was called obedience. Amen. Praise God. Say he came as a man. First believe that. That's the point to first believe. Okay? He didn't come as God. He came as a man. Even the bookies of God are tired. Should I stop it here? Can't stop it here. It is the end of this thing that you see the clarity of what I'm saying. Okay, Luke 23, 46. So, his spirit is not the Holy Ghost, though. It's not. His spirit is not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God. The Holy Ghost is God in man. The Holy Ghost will be given when Jesus utters salvation or finishes salvation. When he gets raised from the dead. So, the question is, did Jesus need the indwelling of the Holy Ghost? That's the question. Just take it very intelligently, okay? Did he need the indwelling of the Holy Ghost? Well, or did he have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost or not? We analyze that in the next one. The next part. So, but the main point, your own focus is not whether he has it or he doesn't have it. Of course, he should. But what is God's plan for him? He should what? Give the Holy Ghost. What is God's plan for you? We should receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, from the way John, there's a reason I asked that question, that do Jesus need the, like, did he need as a man? Did he need the indwelling? It's actually a very good question, okay? Because he was anointed like an Old Testament prophet. Are you with me? He was anointed the way they anoint men in the Old Testament. Don't worry, when we are done with this session, we can have tete-a-tete, we have talks. You bring out your strong scripture and we look at it together. Luke 23, verse 46. Luke 23, 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my what? Into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. So, that was prayer, right? That was prayer. So, and he said that because of where he was going. So, when his body left, he went to hell, right? Why did he go to hell? Now, he didn't go to hell because... IJ, well done. No, some of you can make me just stop. Amen. So, he didn't go to hell because... Only because that is where sinners go. He went to hell because that is the only place available to go. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise God. Where is the heaven now? Without indwelling. Where is the heaven? God is a spirit. He does not live in heaven. Heaven is for man. Abi, is it not for man? So he didn't only go to hell because that was where sinners go. He went because that is the only place to go. That is the only location available. Small thing, sorry, I'm coming. So, by stepping, now this is the point, The moment Jesus, that day that Jesus stepped into humanity, he came to die. That day that he came into humanity. That day that he stepped into humanity, he was already set up for death. So life will only be available based on a miracle. Hallelujah. And very soon you understand why he took all the power of God to raise Jesus from the dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, don't forget, the old experience was what is called, it was made sin for us. Actually, if we are to analyze, it was made sin for us, it does not mean that God put one sinful nature on his body. What is sinful nature? Sinful nature is when your mind is what? You are struggling with God, right? You are fighting God. Was he fighting God on the cross? Amen. It's not a black pigment in the side of Ojus, in the left ventricle of the heart of Ojus. No, that's not sinful nature. Sinful nature is man's action. Hallelujah. Which is when his mind is in rebellion. Full rebellion. So, it started from the incarnation. So also, heaven had not been made before Jesus died. Who will make it? That's the point. The only question I've not answered right now is, when he was on that, does he have the indwelling or not? That is one I want to, because there are several evidences. If you check that John 14, we see a lot of truth there. Well, let me leave that for today, but we must analyze it. I even once preached it for that. Even Jesus could have spoken in tongues when he was on that. But that would mean a lot, because God in man means something. If you have the Holy Ghost, it means something. Are you with me? Okay. It means something. It means something to redemption. Okay, see where we are going. So also, I said heaven had not been made before Jesus died. So the 3 days in hell was both identification with our state and creation. Hallelujah. That 3 days and three nights in hell was both what? Identification and what? And creation. He rose from the dead as the head of the new creation. Glory to God. He went to hell because that was where all men go. That is where everybody is. Both Abraham's bosom and what? The guys. Everybody is dead. There was no heaven. It was really clear from that Luke 16. So, I wrote it this way in my notes. He went to meet those who are ready, then rose up together. How does a man get ready? Those who have believed his testimony, right? So he went. Those who have believed his testimony in the Old Testament, but were yet never glorified. Amen, amen. Praise God. So he went and came out glorified. Praise God. So Matthew 27, 15. You know, the issue is you cannot go with the Holy Ghost to hell. Hello. I know of the different portions of, like, the Isaiah 11 that we read, and the Spirit of Lord shall be upon the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of mind, Isaiah 9, 6. I know of all that. But you cannot go with the Holy Ghost from hell to hell. If it happened to Jesus, it can happen to Israel. It will happen. You just think, with all your confusion, one day you just find yourself, you are there. Amen. Get that point. You cannot. A man, and the Holy Ghost does not leave a man. If he left Jesus, take it, brethren, lest he what leaves you too. The point is that, you think Jesus needs the Holy Ghost to do ministry? This is God that became a man. Amen. Just think on that, okay? You know, it's something for you to think over. That's why I said there is a part. It's already written. But let's go gradually. Raphael, are you seeing ministry? Okay, Matthew 27, 50. You can see that things I've been thinking over for over 4 years. Since Pastor Jeremy taught us something about Genesis. Because the same day I prepared what I taught in Genesis series 1, that I have all these things in my mind. And what did I do? I have it, keep looking at scripture, keep praying in tongues. But yes. So it's time to start teaching gradually. Is it gradual? I don't know. I'm not there. And we are still far away from there. Matthew 27:50. If you're well done. Well done. Don't want to just at less than 30 minutes, I'll be done. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost. Okay? Praise God. 51. And behold, the what? The veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. So, verse 51 symbolized the end of the law, right? That veil, one angel just got annoyed. That was not God's work. God does not get angry. It's one angel that got angry. Look at your Bible. Almost done. There's one angel that got annoyed and tear everything away. Verse 20:52, and the graves were open, and many body of the saints which slept what arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection. And you see, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. 54, want to go? Well, now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was a son of God. Amen. Praise God. So, and you remember what I told you last time? I said, who created hell? And I told you that clearly we saw that hell was first a state before it became a place, right? It was a state in men that are in enmity, rebellion with God. So, I said the first man that died in rebellion will be the creator of hell. But don't forget, even from that Abraham's story, we saw that hell has always have two compartments. Amen. Right? At least you saw the rich man somewhere, and you saw Abraham's bosom somewhere, but they are so close. And the Bible said there's a gulf that was separates them that no one can cross to the other. Remember what I taught you about once the body leaves the mind and spirit, that man's state remains so. The body is like the what? Tool of conviction. The body is how the spirit. Is it the mind convinces the spirit or the spirit convinces the mind? Which one? Body receives. The mind receives the information. He said, you're just saying anyone that comes to your mind. Amen. But anyway, what I'm saying is that you know that the body is vital for what? Salvation, right? So the body is like the middleman between what? The spirit and the mind. So once you remove that body, what happens? So that means wherever the state of the spirit is, it remains so. If the spirit has been joined to the Lord, it remains so. If the spirit has not been joined, it remains so. That is why it looks like after death, there seems like no repentance. It's not because God will reject the repentance, it's because the vehicle of repentance is off. If I say your face, I mean, she followed the process now, didn't you? Partly, not everything. You follow that process. I keep telling you that. I said, please follow. Okay. If you have come a month earlier now, it would be better. You are looking for money. That's why you came late. Praise God. Are you there? You are still looking for money now. Don't worry, you see the money. Say money. Comment to me. Nah. Craftful. Dollar. You have prayed that in there. Let's leave the rest. Yeah. Amen. So now we are talking about, would you careful? That I said who created hell, that would be the first man that died in rebellion. It's not a creation of God, okay? It's not a creation of God. So I said that cannot be Abel. Abel died on the journey of it. Just write that down. Abel died on the journey of it. He didn't die in rebellion. Abel died on the journey of faith. I said that is why Abraham's bosom and hell were separate, and there is a gulf none can cross over. Please, if you are hearing me on live stream anywhere and you think I'm saying things that are mysterious, it's because we have said a lot of things that are less mysterious before we got here. So, a series, something that we have taught, it's called Apostasy, and then God's Word, God's Honor Series 2, and Understanding Genesis Series 2. All those is what made us arrive at this point. So you do well to get them. It's not heresy. Have your strong proof, inbox me. Thank you. Okay, and I say, and there's a gulf. None can cross over. So once the body leaves the mind, while in disagreement with God's redemption, the vehicle of communication between the mind and the body is gone. And a change of state becomes impossible. A change of state becomes impossible. That is clear from apostasy. So you remember, why do we call a place Abraham's bosom? Otherwise called El anyway. There is also El. But why is it called Abraham's? Now, you remember the Old Testament prophets that they are ranked in what? How are they ranked? With their what? Clarity of their awesome, of their utterance. You still remember what we did years ago. Larry, awesome guy. So, the Old Testament prophets, they are ranked with what? Clarity of utterance. So, why will John be called the greatest? You saw him clearly, behold, right? I had a very clear utterance. This is him. No shadows, just see him here. No point. So that means your portfolio, you are a big man due to how much of Jesus you know. In the Old Testament, in the Old Testament from beginning to the end, who mentioned the people that clearly pictured the resurrection? Abraham, yes. Resurrection. If you have the scripture, I don't have an answer, I don't have a clear answer to. We know of Abraham. Anyone else? Job. Jonah is dead, thank you. Moses was dead, dead. Dead, everything's dead, 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 dead. David saw more of forgiveness, righteousness. But no righteousness is based on what? Resurrection. You know, there's a reason why even Jesus came and he was called the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, Jesus was the one that gave that parable of Abraham's bosom. We don't know where he got it from. Sorry, it's not a parable. It's a story. No, we didn't know where he got it from. Because that would be a combination of both a vision and everything. You know where they are fighting over? Remember when they are fighting over Moses and Elijah appearing and Jesus and God said, Abraham, don't appear with them. Are you with me? Remember Paul in Galatians 3 says, the covenant which was ordained before of God in Christ, the law which is 430 years after, cannot what? Disannul. So, that means, you see, gave credence to what? That Abrahamic covenant. He didn't say anything, he didn't talk about Davidic covenant. Or Elijah. You know, nothing like that. Or any Mosaic stuff. No. So, looks like, please, when I say looks like, write it like that. Looks like Abraham, he has the best of revelation. At least it is clear that he discovered the resurrection. Now, the people that did not, the people that did not get to resurrection before they die, will God reject them? So, when we hear Abraham's bosom, what are they doing there? Amen. 1 Peter 4:6. No, Peter said something in this place. For years, I've been trying to point out the exact thing he's talking about. Now, don't forget, the body has left. There is no crossing from old creation to new creation in hell. There is a gulf. Don't forget, right? The ones here cannot cross here. But do you know, the ones in this place, they can learn more about what has happened to them. And the ones here can also what? Learn more about what has happened to them. You get me? You get me? We talk after service. 1 Peter 4 verse 6. Slowly. Want to go? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead. Hold on, no. Gospel here will now mean full gospel. Hold on. These are guys that died. Abel right now, you know, he didn't know much. Right? He didn't know much. But he died. Noah, what did he even know? All he knew was Ark. Will Ark save him from hell? No. What saves alone? What is his primary utterance that saves? Faith in Christ, Abi. But these are guys on the journey of faith. Right? They are not in rebellion. But they have not discovered the end of revelation. Why on earth? So question is, will God reject them? Are you with me? So, let's read 1 Peter 4 verse 6 again. Want to go? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are now dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh. But what? Live according to God. Where? In the spirit. So, these are men already in faith. They are not in rebellion. There is no backsliding. The body is gone. The body is what gives rise to doubt and etc. It's gone. So, I wrote in my notes here. Let's write this down. We explain further. He said, Abraham and the rest will only lead them to the end of revelation. Abraham will only lead them to the end of revelation. So, when you hear that there's a preaching in hell or wherever, it's not for people to be what? Born again. I mean, it's not for people to cross over. Are you with me? It's not, there is no repentance after a year old. Anybody that died while disagreeing with God's plan will not find the agreement after a year. Remember the rich man in hell. Was he repenting towards faith or he was lamenting about his state? He was lamenting. He was not saying, okay, Father Abraham, therefore, can I come over? There was no coming over. He was lamenting. Self was what led him there. Self is how he will remain. Self. Self was what led them there. Self is how they will remain. Disagreement was what led them there. Led him there. And that is how he will remain. Praise God. So I'll ask you a final question, then I'll close. That's a question. I'm done. Just a question, then we close. So, if Adam had received the gospel, and if Adam's generation has welcomed the new creation, will there be need for death before life? Write this as a question. If Adam, don't forget, they were old enough to discover God. If they are ready, they were old enough. So I said, if Adam has received the gospel and welcomed the new creation, will there still be the need for death before life? Hallelujah. God in man who died for men, and he rose as a man. So we give praise to God in man.
who died for men. God in men, God in men, God in men, who died for men. He rose and he rose. Thanks, amen. Yeah. So we give praise to God, amen. You died for me. Oh, God, amen. God, amen. God, amen. You died for me. And he rose.
And he rose. As a man.
We give praise to God.
So we give praise to God,
amen.
Who died for me.
Now, you know, I want to sing this, I love the man of Galilee, but maybe before tomorrow we will find a better way of putting it. Because what he actually did was to show us the God that does not impute sin, right? He showed us the God that forgives sin. Are you with me? Say, I love the man, yeah, of Galilee. Hold on now. Yes. Why we use the word, why they use the word God of Galilee is we are talking about his humanity. Yes, I know he died for you. But to use the word of Galilee, Jesus of, I know. Hold on. That's why I'm teaching you a new version, the new version. I'm teaching you the new version, the reason for the old version, okay? Yes, I know the God that died for you. You are correct. You are better. But emphasizing his who? Humanity. Just like when we say Jesus of Nazareth is to really tell you that this is a man. He came from this tribe. Are you with me? Okay. I love the man
of Galilee.
Well,
for he has done so very much for me.
Very much for me.
He has forgiven my sins
and sent
Holy Ghost to me. I love the man of Galilee.
Do you know why believe in Jesus?
You know his song?